This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Tzadi, Sif Chaf Hei. Even though we learned in Sif Chaf Dalid that a person should not daven on the side of his Rebbe and not behind his Rebbe and not in front of his Rebbe, Sif Chaf Hei, we learned Talmud Chaver Motor L'Spalal Achorei Rabbi. A Talmud Chaver, a student who's also a contemporary, he could daven behind the Rebbe. What's the reason why you're not supposed to daven achrei Rebbe? Because it looks gaivadik. But if you're somewhat of an associate, says Mishnah Berurah, achrei Rabbi v'adin b'tzad Rabbi, or on the side of Rabbi, aval lefnei Rabbi aser, in front of your Rebbe, in front of the Rebbe, it's aser. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Ayin Hei said earlier, lefanav is a kavachomer, because it's a bezoya in the Rabbi that you're standing behind him. Okay. It's a design for the Rebbe that the Rebbe standing behind you. Okay, Siv Chavav. Kamakam she'in karn by kriya shema, in mispalam by. Any place that you're not to say shema, you're not to say shema nesei. Uch she'im shema achikim mitzoya omei raglaim v'rechro min ames marira se'erva l'kriya shema, kach marachikim l'tfila. Just like you have to distance from excrement, from urine, from a bad smell, from a dead body, and from erva for shema, likewise for tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan pe beis, marchikim latviyav adin latamot Torah v'chol dvar kedusha. Same thing with the dvar Torah or any matter of kedusha. What about doing a mitzvah b'makom matunaf? So biralachin takpach, simtavkov peches. The Rishu brings says that we don't find anywhere that it's usher to do a mitzvah b'makom matunaf, and the Matei Ephraim says you should do it again without a bracha. And the reason is because since you're chayiv to have kavana, that itself is considered divrei Torah. So therefore you weren't allowed to do it there. It's difficult to say, especially what if somebody would rely on the chayi adam, so you didn't have kavana, so then it would be okay. Then the Matei Ephraim brings another reason is it's like you're doing avodas Hashem. It's not a proper makom to do. It's derech bizayon. So therefore, it should be done again. Says the mechaber of chavzayin, haya oimid betfila v'hishtin tinak beis haknesses. You're standing in davening, and a child urinated in the shul. Yishtoik, you should remain static, meaning you should be silent. You should not continue davening out sheyaviu mayim lahato amei haraglam till they bring water to put on the urine, or you walk 4 amos ahead, or let's say it should be on the side, or yitzim esek neses, or leave the shul v'yigmer tvas. You're middle of the davening. You're up to re'eva on yenu. All of a sudden, tinoik is mashten. So what do you do? Either you wait until they dilute it, or you move to the side, or you go 4 amos away, or you go out of the shul. Hagav, yositav leilich l'makam achav loy lishtoik. It's better not to pause. It's better to walk and to continue davening elsewhere. Why? You might delay the amount of time it takes to finish the whole thing and you'll have to go back to the beginning. This is a chiddush. You would think, what's a bigger hefsek? Pausing or walking away? Says Rama, maybe really walking away inherently is a bigger hefsek, but the pause entails in it a chash that you might delay the amount of time it takes to finish the whole thing. Says Mishnah Berurah, Bitfila, Vadim B'Kriyashma. The same halach would apply if this happened during Shema, Shara Devei Kedusha, Chomesh Gosavnu L'mal, like we wrote above. V'noka Tfila Rabusa, pick Tfila as a Chiddush. De'beza gam kein tzorch leilich lefanav arba'amais. The Chiddush here is that you need to get up and move. And we don't say, well, your grandfathered into the place, you know. You took the 3 steps back and you stood over here, so you don't have to move. We don't say such a thing. Yishtaik. You should be silent. Dechol ze loy mikri hefsek. Remaining silent is not a hefsek. Avol asur la hefsek bedibur lavi la mayim. It's asur to interrupt by speaking to ask for water. Why? Kiven de isser meraglam in el majabanan. Because the Isser of urine is only midrabanan. So you can't ask for it with words. Some even say you don't really have to distance. Therefore, if there are others in the presence of the Meraglaim, you don't have to let them know. Now, I'm not sure why you can't be mafsik and ask for water. The halacha is, let's say you forgot Yal V'Yom, but you don't know whether you need to go back or not. You're allowed to ask a shayla. Aye, it's a hefsik. You're allowed to. So why over here not? Because only drabanan. Okay, and going back to finish, to going back because you miss Yal V'Yom, it's not Dairaisa either. I guess because either bring the water or walk away. Maybe because there's another option here. Meaning if the only option would be to bring water, so you can't talk. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is not mashon this way, you can't talk maybe because if you don't get water, you have other alternatives. Mashen ken, if you don't know a halacha, then you are allowed to ask a shayla. There's no alternative there. Vim tinoik tinev tsoya beveis haknesses v'emsa tefila. Let's say a child soiled his diaper. And people are standing and davening and they don't know. If there's no other way, no way to let them know, there, you're saying that from Esad HaRaisa. So you could, if you go to them, you know, like this, and they don't get the message, so you're allowed to say, you know, you're in a danger zone. There's tsoya there. Why? Because their davening is an Esad HaRaisa. Why? Demutav Shiyasahu Israkal, better for you to do a small Avera, Dahainu Isr Draban Lahafsik Batfila, that is a rabbinic prohibition of speaking by Tfila, Mishiyasu Achim Isr Dai Raisa, that is Lisbal Bamakim Matunav. We already explained in length when it's considered a Dai Raisa to Davin in a Makim Matunav. This is talking about where you don't have what to cover the tzaya in. Avam yesh b'malachas. If you have what to cover it in, bein b'tzaya, whether excrement or vein b'meiragaim, afser lahapsik. It's also to interrupt. Afilu lozos mamakaymai, even to move out of its place. Ein magiloi hareach ra, if the bad smell doesn't reach you. Meaning, if you could just cover it, then it's afser lahapsik. Which, by the way, which is another alternative. In other words, when a person has meraglaim in their presence, they can't speak to get water. Again, there might be another eitza, you could cover it. Okay. The Ramah says it's better to walk away than to remain silent. Let's say you're afraid that during the amount of time it takes to clean up, you're going to wait the amount of time it would take you to finish the whole Shemana Esrei. And you also don't have the option of going out of the four amos. Let's say you can't walk out of the arba amos because you have a guy davening Shemana Esrei there and you can't walk in his dalat amos. Yismech ala rajba. You could rely on the rajba, the svirale, the mutar lehispalel. You could rely on the rajba who holds that you're allowed to daven. Kivan shekvar hu oimed betfila. Because you're in the middle of davening. The shita of the rajba is by meiraglayim. Since you're already davening, And the Isra Meir Glam is only Drabanan, you're allowed to continue davening. V'yid starech, ayin le'el, b'simen ayin ches, mishabruas, if katan hey, de berechas kriya shemam, nizdamein kein, v'chein mechala brachais. Then the halacha is, by kriya shema, if you have to pause, and you pause the amount of time it takes to complete the whole thing, ein tzarech lachzal rosh, you don't have to go back to the beginning. So in simen ayin ches, and the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Hey, he brings that by Birchas Kriya Shema, if such a thing happened, you don't have to go back to the beginning. But regarding the Dershu says, that's only if you delayed between one bracha and another. and also where you didn't delay the amount of time it takes to say the entirety of the Berachas Kriyat Shema. But if you delay the amount of time it takes to say the entirety of the Kriyat Shema, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Now, by Shmona Esrei, let's say you delayed the amount of time kedei ligmar kula. He says in Simen Ayin Cheskot Dan Zayin, it could be you don't have to go back to the beginning, because you could rely on the Rishonim that you did not have to interrupt. So it's not considered stopping because of an oinus. Meaning, two things. The Mishnah Berurah here said, if let's say you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei and you're afraid if you were silent you might finish the whole thing, you continue davening. Why? Because you could rely on the Rashba. Earlier on, the Mishnah Berurah said that if you did delay and it was Kedei Ligmar Skula, also maybe you don't have to go back, and that's because you didn't pause because of Aynes, because you really could have been saying the Shemoneh Esrei like the Rashba says. In other words, so there are really two options. Either rely on the Rashba and continue to daven, or even if you pause and it's a really long pause, that's not going to disturb your Shemoneh Esrei, because since technically you could have continued davening, the pause is not considered a hefsek. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up in Simen Tzadi Aleph on Monday. Again, thank you to Rabbi Yeager for giving the Dvar Halacha, and have a wonderful Shabbos. Shkoyach. Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.